I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
We are here, ladies and gentlemen, with Andrew Brown of Splitly, which is a split testing software which he's developed with a sort of combination of his backgrounds as an Amazon seller himself and a software engineer. So in this segment, I'd love to focus on Splitly itself. So we've talked about the general principles and very, very helpful it was too. So let's focus in on Splitly. What's the best way to sort of drive the machine? What's the first thing to do if you're using Splitly? What's the first starting point?
Well, once you get set up and sync your account to Amazon, the first thing to do is Splitly is going to organize your products for you. So it's going to order them in terms of which one is best selling. So that'll give you a hint as to which products you should be starting with, because they're going to come up in the list first. And also it'll give you some information. So for example, if we spot that there are other sellers on your listing, if you're not a private label or something like that, if you don't have control over your listing, maybe that's not the best place to start, right? You might want to start with your private label products. Another example is we'll also highlight things. So if you're only using 5 of your 9 images, that's going to pop up. Just little suggestions to help you along your way. Maybe your listing isn't fully optimized. But after that, if you're pretty confident that you know what you're doing, you can just jump into a test. And either, as I said, you can start with price. Or if you, let's say you want to test your main image, but you don't want to go and take new images. One option, of course, is just to take one of your secondary images and swap it with your primary image and try that out. If that's suitable, it depends on each person if they have something like that that's suitable.
Okay. Well, that's a nice, quick, easy way of doing it. And that makes sense as well, because what you think of as a main best-selling image may not be what actually works for the customer, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And you mentioned before price. Is that something else that you would encourage split testing early on?
Yeah, absolutely. And so it depends on each person, of course, right? So when I give these kind of tips, it's just general advice that we would recommend. I mean, for some people, they're like, no, I'm at $9.99 and I'm not changing it. And that's my competitors at this price. All right. But if you are flexible with your price, if you are able to move it around, that's a very good place to start, because it produces very significant results.
And what sort of differences would you suggest as a minimum to actually get meaningful results? And say if I'm selling something for $20, which I know for a lot of private labelers is a fairly typical selling point, if I change it by $1, is that going to give me enough results in, say, 2 weeks, for example? Or would I need to change it more than that? Or
it might. It might be the case, for example, there that $19.99 versus $20.99, because you've gone over that 20 barrier, that plays a significant psychological component. But generally speaking, a dollar change is at that range. I would go more. I would try. I would think of it like this: first, start with a wider change, a bigger change, and then once you find your answer from that, you can then do another test, that will be in and around that area of the winner. So let's say you found you tried 21 versus 19, and you found that 21 was actually better. Then the next thing you might want to try is 20 versus 22, or 2050 versus 2150, that kind of thing.
Okay, so you started with a wider range, do an A/B test for say a couple of weeks, find the winner of those, and then kind of split test that down in a slightly more micro testing way.
Yeah, the same would apply to your copy or your images as well. You could do the same, apply the same logic.
Okay, so for the example you gave in the last show, you said that you'd got a product main image, which you put a prop in, and you were amazed to find that it increased conversions by 50% or something. Mm-hmm. And so what would you do in that situation? You might keep one with the same prop and another with a similar but different prop or something.
Yeah, and also I'd removed my because I wasn't even taking this test seriously. This was like accidental result. I also removed my icons from the main image. So was it the prop or was it the icons? So the next step there will be to refine that, will be to try, okay, now let's try the image with the icons versus the image without the icons. Something like that.
So you're going to split out each and every element of the image, really, eventually.
Yeah, exactly. So we know exactly what caused the result. Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. That's very interesting. So tell us about what are the more refined features of Splitly once you've got those basic things working.
So, beyond split testing, here's another factor to consider, and that is that on Amazon, unlike your website. Google doesn't say, okay, this website is selling well, let's boost them up the search rank. But Amazon does, and it's actually probably the single greatest factor that affects your ranking is your sales velocity. And I think we all know that. That's why you have our lightning deals and all these tricks we can do to try and get up the ranks. So when you take that into consideration, when you're doing a regular split test on your price, let's say, for example, you were to find out that the result was insignificant, the higher price was about the same as the lower price. Well, actually, there's another factor you have to consider in here, and that is that if that happened, the lower price point would have had higher sales. In that situation, you would go for the lower price. And so because that's an extra factor you have to consider, and that kind of complicates reading the test results, we've come up with a more convenient solution, which is our news feature, and we released about two months ago. It's a Profit Peak. And what this will do is essentially, you don't set the test up. You just turn it on, and you can set a max and min price just so it doesn't go out of bounds or whatever you're comfortable with. And it's going to try every single hour. It's going to update your listing and try different price points. And so there's a lot of advantages here. The first thing is we're now updating much more quickly, and this is going to give us more data points. The reason why we're able to do this is because since we're only optimizing for profit, we no longer need conversions. So we're only looking at sales and your price per sale. So we update every hour, and we try the different prices, and we're optimizing for both profit and sales. So we're considering both of these in our algorithm. And so we're not just biased towards the highest price. We're actually going to consider, okay, in the long run, how's this going to affect our ranking? So another cool thing is we added in keyword rank tracking, which is a very standard piece of software, I think, that everyone's familiar with. But the extra thing in Splitly is that besides being a standalone feature, you can now tie it into Profit Peak, and you can choose one of the keywords that you're ranking for. Let's say you're on number 10 on page 1, and you're like, okay, I don't want to drop below number 10. You can put that in as a floor, and Splitly will then adjust price accordingly if it sees that you're dropping below the rank that you want to stay at.
Wow. So you're really you're offering a whole kind of suite of services there, that sort of thing that a lot of us try and manually desperately do, which is to maximize profit. But let me just make sure I'm understanding this, because this sounds like an incredibly powerful set of tools. So it will automatically optimize for profit and sales at the same time. Can you separate those two things, or is that kind of hard baked into the software?
So you can actually adjust. What we're doing is at the moment is we're setting it to basically be a default, and we're allowing our customers to adjust. If you want to put, you can just slide it if you want. These are in advanced settings, and you can say, no, actually, I want to push more towards the sales side. Let's say you just want to climb the search ranks, and that's what you're focused on. Or I want to push more towards profit. But generally speaking, we have it in the middle, and what we're doing is we're looking at all our customers' data, and in order to improve the algorithm for one user, we look at it across the board, and that's how we can benchmark how we're performing. So I would recommend not touching the advanced settings unless you really know what you're doing, and just let Splitly go ahead. But again, you can also you can restrain it by setting your max and min price so that it doesn't do something that you don't want. For example, if you are concerned about and pricing yourself above a competitor or something like that. Because, of course, Splitly is not looking directly at your competitors. You have that extra information that the software doesn't. It's just looking at supply and demand, price performance. So that plus things like I want to stay at a certain sales rank. And also, if you have rank tracking going at the same time as you're running your A/B tests, even just separate to Profit Peak, you've got this extra information going on. So if you're stepping away from price for a second and go back to main image, which is going to affect both your conversion rate and your sessions, because it's going to be showing as a thumbnail in the search results. So you might say, okay, it got more sessions, and you can also look at your rank tracking. You can say, okay, what was the effect on my keyword rank tracking? Was that moving around? Gives you all this extra information that you can use then to make an educated decision about where to proceed.
That's really fantastic, because I was just talking today of running a mastermind meeting today earlier and in London with a lot of Amazon sellers, some of whom are quite experienced. And it's the more experienced people are, the more they're willing, I think, to think about things like buying market share effectively. So getting on a page one at rank, whatever, 5, 6, 7, mm-hmm. 8, 10 for a particular keyword or a set of 3 or 4 main mm-hmm. keywords as a separate strategy from eventually taking profit. And I think it's very, very good that you offer that ability to really test what you can optimize for. So in other words, the goal is not always going to be more sales. Sometimes it's more profit. Sometimes it's ranking for particular keywords, and you're giving people a sort of automated tool, but with a degree of control over that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That's very, very interesting. Now, I have used Splitly in the past. And I confess I haven't used it recently because I had a sort of big cull of software that I wasn't in immediate need of. And I'm starting to think that this is a very, very powerful feature that I hadn't heard about. I haven't heard other people sharing about either. So that's really very, very interesting stuff indeed. So, Andrew, are there any other features or uses of Splitly that you feel that we should know about? Because that's a really powerful one that I had no idea about.
Yeah, well, I can describe, essentially that. So keyword rank tracking, profit peak, and regular split tests are essentially our feature set. We will also show you things like a quick synopsis. You can see your product history, your sales and conversion rate going back in time. We chart that out nicely for you. But in terms of testing, which is really what it's a testing suite. So in terms of that, other types of things you can test would be, for example, you could try a keyword stuffed title versus a salesy title. This is a great one to try, right? And one of the good things about this is when you change your keywords, the effect on Amazon happens very, very quickly. A lot of people seem to think that it takes days or something for Amazon to respond to your keyword changes. Actually, that's not true. And you can test this yourself. Just go to your listing, add in a keyword or take one out of your search terms or whatever you do, and then just watch your rank. Within 10 to 20 minutes, you're going to see a change. So that lends itself very well to doing a split test, because now we can say, okay, our sessions went up or down with this when we changed our title to be this way. Our conversion rate changed this much. Which title was better? At the end of the day, you're going to be looking at sales and profit there as your metric to decide.
Excellent. Now, that sounds like a really very, very sensible test. And also what I like about it is because it's the sort of thing that people discuss endlessly on the forums and Facebook. There's going to be a Facebook post in my Facebook group. I don't know how often, but like, you know, at least once every couple of weeks, sort of talking about, you know, should I be keyword stuffing or should I be optimizing for people? And actually, you've now got a way of just that getting the answer. So that's really, really good. So any other sort of really powerful uses of Splitly in terms of, you know, immediate wins? And also longer term things as well.
Immediate wins, okay, yeah. So, okay, in one way, that's one of the harder sides of our software is that it actually requires. I was kind of joking to James with this today. Unlike the other tool sets, we were creating work for you, right? So the tool will make you more money. But it's not a time saver, as in you're going to have to go in and start thinking of ideas and stuff like this, right? Now, ProfitPeak is kind of useful in that way, in that it's very easy. You just turn it on. So that's fine. But when it comes to, let's say, I want to optimize my conversion rate, well, you're going to have to start coming up with ideas about how you would actually improve them and run these tests. So the keyword title one is a good one there. Your main image, yes, you can just swap it out. But, I mean, maybe a better one would be to actually take another picture of your image, right? Another picture of your product and try that versus your main image. As regards bullet points, they are very important. This is one where, you know, it's very hard to know exactly what the best thing to do here again. You could take as with the title, you can try your keyword stuffing thing here. But I'm going to say, I would say most people are going to find that the keyword stuffing route is not the correct way to go when it comes to bullets. Because you can stick your keywords in your search term fields, and they're actually very powerful there. So I would leave your keywords for that, and I would focus on selling when it comes to those bullet points. Really, really try different. For example, you know you're going to look at the negative reviews of your competitors, and you're going to come up with ideas that you know where what concerns you want to address. All those tricks. Well, you can just try it. You only have 5 bullet points, so you can try approaching different concerns that customers may have. You can try offering different things, try a different type of discount, a different guarantee, for example. You can split test all sorts of things there.
I like it. Those are some really good suggestions. I like your thinking. I mean, again, what's really nice about this is that a lot of people will say things like, no, keyword stuffing and bullets is no good. You need to use the back end for that, as you're saying. But the nice thing about your situation is you're saying, well, test it. If you think keyword stuffing is so great, try it for 2 weeks along with a version which is just focused on sales, which is really good. And I really like your idea. So in a way, your software is a tool which requires some intelligent driving, as you're saying, compared to other things. You actually have to put some imagination in. So the other thing you were saying is like focus on different benefits based on the negative reviews and see which things come back with that as well. I mean, I'm immediately thinking you could test features as in capitals followed by benefits, and then you could test the other way around. So the benefit followed by the features. I mean, that's another one you can split test.
We often see our customers do exactly that sort of thing. Or they'll try like emojis and icons and you know, all these, there's a lot of little things that you just don't know what the impact's going to be. Which lend themselves to a split test.
And any other things that you've seen that customers testing which seem to move the needle one way or the other?
This is one, when you're thinking about testing your main image, trying it with props and without. Again, this is, so that's a TOS thing. I have to cover myself there. It is technically against Amazon's terms of service to stick anything but the product in the main image. However, I mean, just looking around Amazon, you'll see that even in the high competitive ones where you could get a complaint, I mean, I see it all the time. So, so you can do that. You can stick in props. You can also try for example, when it comes to layout of your product and you're trying to show off your products, it depends on the type of them, but the angle can be very important here. And also whether you spread it out so if it's a solid thing like a water bottle, you're not going to be able to spread it out. But if it depends on what the product is. Some products you're able to make them bigger and show everything that they have to offer. And that can have a good effect on conversion rate. You might want to try that versus a compact version of your product where that might look better on your search results because it's easier to understand what's going on when it's in a little thumbnail. So these are kind of tests you could do there. I will bring it back to if you're just starting out and you're not sure what to do and you just want a result, start with your price. You could just turn ProfitPeak on. That's probably the best place to get going with the software, for sure.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to leave it there because that's such good advice. And I want to leave with a simple, actionable thing that you can do. And it's very much in this sort of style of Greg Mercer, who I know know pretty well. And the Jungle Scout thing. I mean, Greg's another engineer background person who has the knack of keeping things simple. And I think I'm going to leave that there. So just get in there, test the price and use the ProfitPeak function. So, Andrew, really, really helpful and useful stuff. Very nice, clean, clear answers on a potentially very technical area. How can people find out more from you or learn more from you?
Well, if you go to splitly.com, we have a lot of free resources. You can just download them and check them out so that you have a greater understanding what split testing is. If you want to contact us, just reach out to us at hello@splitly.com. And also, 9 to 5 Eastern time, we have our live chat. So you can also just talk to one of our customer service representatives and they'll be able to answer any questions you have.
Great. Andrew, thank you. That's some really, really brilliant little golden nuggets there, some really actionable stuff, which is what I love. I want people to go away and take action on this stuff. So been a real pleasure. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple: to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness, and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire, and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind, where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks, and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses, and tell you what works and frankly what doesn't work as well, so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway, but for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.